When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of Indeed. It's the Independent Wrestling Podcast. I'm Mike Hamley, here again on another wonderful Wednesday. It's, like, hot as hell outside, and there's not wildfire smoke warnings today, so that's kind of awesome. Got Righteous Reg here with me, like I do every Wednesday. How are you doing, bud?
In the building, it's your boy, Media Man, your favorite rapper, your favorite writer, your favorite podcaster, King of Cinema. Video game music. I got to come up with a tag for being in a video game too. That's my next one. But yes, I'm here. It's Wednesday. It's Indeed the greatest independent wrestling podcast in the world, some would say. That some is Mike and I, but you know, that's enough, I think, right?
I think Puff said it.
That's three of us.
I'm pretty sure Puff said it. Mm-hmm. New C4 tag team champion with Pretty Ricky.
Let's go, baby.
Puff, let's go. C4 Fury was last night. Well, it was actually like last Friday, but
it was on WTV. So it was pretty hot.
Had to. Double cage match, double main event, good shit.
That Puff double springboard off the cage.
Oh, yeah, Junior. Junior's crazy.
Get me out of here. Get me all the way out of here.
Yeah, C4 was excellent. Good show by them. Demand Loose is coming up. I'm going there. That's in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And then also coming up on the 15th of July, this company from Montreal called IWS, the International Wrestling Syndicate, staple Canadian independent wrestling franchise.
For so long.
24 years. Mm-hmm. No big deal. And we've got Erica from IWS here to hang out and talk about their debut on Fight Plus. And a whole bunch of other shit. Who knows? What's up?
What's up, guys?
How are you today? Debut on Fight Plus. That's like Mike and I talk every single week on this podcast about how important it is for these streaming services to have variety and for them to mix it up. And for the best part about being a part of something like Fight TV, of course, is discovery. So people are just trying to find some great wrestling to watch. They see a great promo poster or something like that, and they get into it. So how important is it that IWS is now going to be a part of Fight TV?
I think it's huge. I think this is a really great opportunity. One of the strongest assets of the IWS is its production value. There really isn't an indie company, you know, even in the United States that has production value quite like the IWS. This isn't a knock to any of the ballroom indie companies or the church basement indie companies. There's value in that as well. But IWS has been doing it for so long, and we're so good at it. When you see one of our shows, you know, it really does look like a big professional production. And because it is, we have a huge staff, we have a huge team, tons of people that, you know, work on this to put it together. And getting to see it on TV, you really get to see how beautiful it is. The lights, all everything that goes together to make that production amazing. I'm so happy that it's finally making its way to the Fight Network, because now people can really see what makes IWS special. It is that high production value, that showmanship that's going to be displayed on TV. So this is a really, really great thing for us and for indie wrestling in general. The more Canadian indies that appear on Fight is just a great thing.
Yeah, like IWS has been a launch pad for so many Canadians over the years. You know, like we... the Kevin Steens and Sami Zayns of the world, you know, found their way to the hearts of many. But even on the independent level, like, you know, Sexy Eddie got, you know, has had a lot of success in the United States. And, you know, he kind of opened the floodgates almost in, you know, in Tournament of Death by doing the little bicep squirt there. But so
bicep squirt is crazy.
Bicep squirt is, yeah, like just,
but that's what it was. That's what it was.
Like, look it up. I don't know what else to say. Like, it's kind of fucking wild. But so having that like fight plus exposure now, though, for a promotion that's meant so much to Canada, it's just an exciting time. And you guys have a crazy card cooked up for it too.
Yes, this show is looking to be amazing. I think one of the best things about the IWS is that we have a lot of amazing homegrown talent, and not just like Montreal homegrown, but IWS Dojo, you know, trained at, you know, by IWS wrestlers to perform in IWS. So we have a really great balance of like our own, you know, students who make their way, you know, prove themselves. And then we get to bring in really great guests. So having those two come together, I think, is really the best of both worlds for an indie company like IWS.
For sure. I'm just going to get some friends in the chat here. Brandon DMG, all hail Queen Erica. Laurence from Love Wrestling, what's up? Dropping by with IWS Forever. Van Twinblade, yes, we are live. So we touched on it a bit in the like when we were DMing about you coming on the show, but what describe what you do at IWS, because you listed off so much stuff. It's like you wear a lot of hats.
Yeah, I mean, I think of myself as primarily a wrestling goodwill ambassador. Like, I see the most important role is that I can spread the good word of the beautiful thing that is wrestling, especially independent wrestling. So I became a fan of the IWS about 5 years ago. I went to a show and I thought, oh my God, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. I need other people to know this exists. Because when I grew up, I mean, you know, hats off to Vince McMahon. I thought WWE was the only type of wrestling that existed. They're so good at monopolizing that market. Yeah. For like, you know, I grew up watching it. I loved it. But for 20 years, I thought it was the only thing that existed. So when I saw this thing happening in my own hometown with my own hometown heroes, like, oh my God, you mean Kevin Owens from WWE? This is where he came from? Right. It blew my mind. And I had such an amazing time. I simply kept going back. I became friends with the wrestlers. I became friends with the crew. You know, we became really tight, and times are changing. You know, there was need for a woman's perspective on the side of management. So Shane Hawk, who we know as Andrew or Professor H, he's the wonderful, wonderful trainer and manager at IWS, who kind of asked me, you know, for some input to become kind of a part of the management team so that we have a woman's perspective and that we can reach a bigger audience, because, you know, IWS has been around for 24 years and some of the viewers, you know, they are a little bit older, and we're kind of missing, we're not missing a youth audience, but I am like that new generation of IWS fans. And so I provide this kind of like younger perspective, female perspective, progressive perspective. So I work with Andrew to really make IWS accessible, try to make it accessible to the youth, make it accessible to women, make it accessible to queer people. I want people to know that, you know, there is this amazing company where you are welcome. Because honestly, as a girl who loved wrestling, you know, wrestling crowds are not always the friendliest places. You know, historically, we know that, like, you know, sometimes it could be a very hostile, you know, macho white guy environment. And Now that I'm a part of this thing and I see how beautiful it is, I want other people to know, you know, this is happening and you are welcome here. So that is really, that's why I call myself a wrestling goodwill ambassador. You know, I do a lot of PR stuff. I reach out to media. I do a lot of interviews, you know, just trying to get people to know what this is. But I don't consider myself a PR person. I consider myself a goodwill ambassador. All of this is really for the love of wrestling and letting people know, you know, if you don't belong, if you feel like you don't belong somewhere, you belong with us. You know, we're a group of carnies. We're a group of circus freaks. That's what wrestling is. It's a place for outsiders. and all of us on the outside have come together to build this beautiful community. I just want to share it with the world. I really have a strong passion for, you know, I love wrestling, but really I love the wrestling community more than anything. So that's what I do at IWS.
Yeah, you sound like me pretty much. I'm like a wrestling goodwill ambassador. I mean, some people think I'm a wrestling bad somewhere in there, but I'm all about pro wrestling. I'm all about the pro wrestlers getting what they deserve. So what kind of steps have you provided from previously what IWS was doing to make it a more inclusive space for not only the wrestlers, but for the fans?
So one thing for sure that I've really been pushing is trying to get media to focus on the women wrestlers that we have now.
Yeah.
You know, even this isn't a knock to them, but even 5 years ago, you know, there were some women's matches. There was like maybe one per show, and it was very clearly was the popcorn match. Like there wasn't a lot of effort that went into it. People didn't care. And now that the IWS is making an active effort to, you know, engage, you know, women to come train at the dojo, like you can be a part of the show. We have a really great roster now of women. You know, getting them on interviews, getting them in newspapers, getting them on any kind of platform that we can. That's what I'm really trying to push and let people know, like, there is this place where you can, you know, you could be a wrestler, but you can also be a part of the crowd. So, you know, that's what we do with this PR push that I'm trying to do, is let people know this is a place for everyone. Like you know, you can see yourself represented. Just looking at the women's division, Chris Starr is a Black woman. Katrina Creed is an Indian woman. You know, we've got French Canadian girls, we've got English girls, we really have a little bit of everyone. And that's kind of the beauty of it. You know, like when I was a kid, I used to watch wrestling and I never saw myself kind of represented in the women who were wrestling at the time. You know, like I love Candice Michelle, I love Maria, I love Ashley Massaro, but it was a very different type of women's wrestling. And it kind of had a profound impact on how I saw myself, how I saw sports, how I saw who could participate in sports. And so the women that we have on the roster now are so diverse and they're so talented and, you know, they're real athletes. You know, not that the first generation of divas weren't real athletes, but the focus is actually on their athleticism now, right, and less on their Playboy covers. So pushing this diversity, showing people that, like, you know, there's someone that looks like you that is part of this company. I think that's the greatest asset that I could, you know, try to push and get people on.
Yeah, there's a.
That's not my job.
Yeah, well, no, man, I didn't send it a super chat. This is the Glory Pro Whiteboard guy saying, "Book Tootie Lynn and the Boys from the Forge, but not just Mike Camaro and Warhorse. They're students too." IWS likes to bring people in from everywhere, not just the biggest and the best names. They've given some opportunities to American wrestlers that are on the come up as well. Mm-hmm. But you're touching on the women, and there's some dope matches on this card. Vanessa Craven is wrestling Maki Ito. Got Melanie Havoc and Danny Leo. There's also we got some. Oh, there was another match. Oh, there we go. Sorry. Alex Mays and Chris Starr and Green Phantom are teaming up against Casanova Productions. So Shane Hawk getting in there too. He's been a popular fellow lately around the internet and wrestling discussion. we had him on the show a couple months ago, just after the GCW crossover show, which I'm curious, was that like the production on that was that more GCW's production for that, or was that IWS's crew?
So the show that you saw, like, on Fight, I mean, that was filmed and broadcast by GCW because they had the agreement with Fight.
But okay,
that production, like the stage, the lighting, the setup, the pyro, all that stuff, that's our crew. That's the IWS touch, you know, that glamorous... Nice. Almost 70s looking concert with the lighting and all that stuff. That's the IWS touch. That's what we do. We make wrestling look good because wrestling is great and it deserves to be seen in that beautiful light. So that's the beauty of IWS right there.
And not a lot of video boards in independent wrestling. More video boards. But going through the card here, also, so TDT in a four-way tag team match. Again, another TDT is getting out of Canada now. They got announced for a show at Limitless Wrestling. So getting out to, you know, getting out to New England. I know Fresh Air is getting out around here, getting out into the U.S. now too a little bit. Starting to see some Canadians finally crossing over the border.
It's a really exciting time. You know, like just the fact that like McCray Martin is going to appear on ROH this week.
Yes.
Like I remember when the kid first started, you know, when he was just at IWS and just kind of like, you know, finding his feet. And now he's going to be on television. You know, we say between ourselves, you know, like, oh, Canadian wrestling is like, it's having a moment. It's on the cusp. But it really is. You know, like we see the evidence. We see the proof. TDT is moving up. You know, people have been asking for TDT for years. Everybody loves them, but somehow there's like this part of wrestling that doesn't know they exist, and you know, they're getting their moment. So it really is an exciting time for Canadian wrestling. It's an exciting time for women's wrestling. It's an exciting time for wrestling. It's literally the best time to be a wrestling fan. Like, look at the smile on my face. It's never been so excited to have so much good wrestling happening all the time. There's too much. I can't even keep up.
It's too much. Yeah. I think that every day I wake up and there's new matches being announced, new promotions doing things, new tournaments. I'm like, you guys, slow down. I can't keep up with all these announcements. Got to shout out West Coast Pro before we move on this weekend, July 8th at the I always get the place confused.
It's the United Irish Cultural Center.
And Mike always helps me out with that. It's going to be Cruel Summer. You know, we've talked about it many times on the show. If you're going to be in the area, get you a ticket. And if you're not going to be in the area, catch it on IWTV. You guys are talking a lot about this Canadian expansion, which I think is great. What do you guys think has been the kind of catalyst for that in general?
Honestly, visibility.
Yeah.
Like people are, you know, like more promotions are streaming social, you know, obviously social media helps too. Like if you get a, you know, a couple of good clips or, you know, good clips going around, that'll obviously, if, you know, get some buzz for you.
Look at the clips that came off of the GCW and IWS show. That was very controversial. To say that.
Oh yeah, they did not like us that weekend.
Hang on. I have to ask, which weekend was it? Manny's ear in Montreal,
Manny's ear was what I was talking about.
Or was it Eddie's naked moonsault in Toronto?
Oh yeah, I forgot about Eddie's naked. There's multiple. This is crazy.
I love it. Keep our names in your mouth. Talk all right. The shit you want. You want to talk shit about a guy named PCP Crazy Fucking Manny? Go for it.
it literally is in his name, you know.
The dude's nuts.
Also, again, like, come on. Sexy Eddie's been doing the full moon salt for longer than older than my child. is the lifespan of the full moon salt.
I was surprised to see that, like, people were really not having it with that move, because, you know, Sexy Eddie has been around for a long time and he is, you know, known for doing these kinds of funky stunts. So I think that shows maybe a difference in the generations of people who are coming up and watching wrestling now. And, you know, to people my age and younger, lighten up. His name is Sexy Eddie. What do you think he's going to do?
He water fountained his own blood from his bicep into his mouth. Like, come on.
We're talking about Fight TV. Does this include the library? Does this include the history? Can we catch up on Sexy Eddie? Can we catch up on the previous crazy things that happened in IWS?
That is a great question that I don't have the answer to. I will have to consult with my managers. I'll get back to you and we'll tweet about it.
I'm going to text Andrew.
Because that's a great question.
That would be great. I know it exists somewhere. The thing is, I'm not sure, because we've been around for so long, I'm not sure how far back the tapes go. Yeah. I know we have them, but the quality might not be like super, super high quality. You know, like we're talking VHS, like the tape trading days. So
yeah, I remember seeing clips of IWS and probably because I remember they did a crossover with CZW. This was probably in 2002, maybe. Mm-hmm. And that I was always like, these guys are nuts. Like that was immediately like the thing of like, these Canadian guys are different than like I came up liking Bret Hart and the Hart Foundation. And these guys like, these Canadian guys are not like the Hart Foundation. They're doing some wild shit. And it's great to know that the heart of that still exists in IWS today.
Definitely, definitely. So like the reason I love IWS so much is because, you know, we did come from that like crazy hardcore, you know, just the most ridiculous stunts you've ever seen. You know, we're still doing that kind of stuff. We are, you know, trying to become more progressive, you know, having more diverse cards. You know, we are this new cool company, but we're still the OGs who will throw you off a balcony and bleed everywhere. You know, it's the best of both worlds. To me, it's the best case scenario that you could get in wrestling. You know, we're nice, we're cool, we're fun, we're trying to be different, but we're still lunatics. Like, don't forget who you're messing with. Right. We will throw you off a balcony.
I do have an answer. Specifically, select events is
that's what's kicking off.
I don't know. I just it's part of the Fight Plus.
Part of Fight Plus is eventually we'll be able to see
select events. Yes, okay. Is what I've been told. So, hey, there's depending on what select events means, there's some there's a lot of classics in a 24-year catalog that you've. A lot of Canadian heritage minutes, so to speak.
A lot of fire, a lot of broken tables, a lot of broken bones.
A lot of balcony dives. Speaking of which, Lawrence mentioned the fact that IWS gets to use such great venues is such a massive asset. And it's got an L and an apostrophe, so I'm not going to be able to say it properly. But the venue that... Scarred for Life will be taking the place. Venue. Yes.
So we're going to be at, in French, it's L'Olympia, but to the rest of us, it's just the Olympia. The Olympia Theater in Montreal, very renowned. I mean, I can't believe they let us go back there after throwing Manny off the balcony.
Right.
But yeah, it's super exciting. You know, we get to play, not play, but, you know, we get to present ourselves in some of the best venues in Montreal, you know, like MTELUS is a place where Arcade Fire once started, you know, and we got to bring Rey Mysterio there. It's just, it's so, you know, people think of wrestling as like this niche underground thing, but there's an audience for it. There's a demand for it. You know, that's why we get to run these big venues that we do. And we get to sell them out too. Like the Olympia holds about 1,500 people. And the last two times that we ran there, they were sellout crowds.
That's crazy.
One second.
All good. No, that's all good. No, 1500, like people don't understand, like for independent wrestling companies that run so often, 1500 people is like WrestleMania to a lot of these indie companies. That's a lot
of people. It's crazy. And we, you know, we don't take for granted that we're given this privilege, you know, to have this many people, to have this visibility. It's for indie wrestling, it's very special. So anytime you have us on these shows and you talk to us and you want to hear what I have to say, you know, we don't take that for granted. It means a lot. And it gives us the opportunity to continue to make indie wrestling better, to continue to train more people, to continue to bring in great talent, to bring in new fans. That's the beauty of it.
Hell yeah. And also, you know, being able to fill up venues like that, you know, 24 years deep speaks to the quality of IWS shows, that kind of longevity. Now, so you mentioned part of what you've been doing with IWS is, you know, helping to create a more inclusive and diverse kind of, you know, field of things. I know you also like to make the joke to Shane Hawk that you're younger than IWS. So like has that also played into like the approach of, you know, what you're bringing in to IWS, like, you know, bringing a more youthful approach to things too?
Definitely,
you know, perhaps a more like technological side to anything? Or
You know, I have to give it to Shane and Matt. I mean, Shane's not that much older than I am. Mm-hmm. But, you know, PCP Manny, who founded the company, you know, 25 years ago, the dude's on top of everything. Like, you know, that's why we've been able to be around for as long as we have, and why IWS is still relevant is because the people who have been running this thing, you know, they make an effort to stay on top of things, to try to, you know, keep up with the trends. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, so take a note, if you're an indie wrestling promoter, you know, it's a lot of effort, it's a lot of time, it's a lot of discipline, but you can do it. Mm-hmm. Learn the Twitter, you know, learn the Instagrams, learn how to use advertising, learn how to use the Facebooks. It will pay off in the long run.
For sure. Yeah, social media definitely comes in handy. Sometimes it also, you know, definitely doesn't.
Sometimes it comes in not handy for some wrestlers.
Hey, not just wrestlers. The two of you definitely shared the distinction of having your tweets quoted horribly out of context, making you the main character of wrestling Twitter.
The main character on like Facebook sometimes, and I'm like, how did my tweet even get over here? You guys, I don't care about this. What's going on here? So yes, I understand, and I hate it, and I'm tired of it, and I want to burn it down. Burn it all the way down, Elon. It's the only way we're going to survive here is if you just burn it all the way to the ground. Quit almost burning it to the ground and bringing it back up. Burn that bitch down for good. Save me from this. Sorry, I went on a tangent here. That's another story for another day. Let's talk about some more of this card, because that is very interesting, Mike. Lead us into some more of these great matches in this show.
What are you most excited for, Erica?
This card is so bonkers. I don't even know what to like. Like, every single match really brings something unique that I don't want to say that we've never done before, but everything is very, very different. Like, Vanessa Craven and Maki Ito, what an odd but amazing pairing.
That's fire.
I can't wait to see what they're going to do. Like, I just know it's going to be so creative and stylish to watch. Like, that's a team I would love to see them tag together one day, just because it's so different, but I think they both bring something so beautiful to the sport. I'm super excited for that. The ladder match, like that TDT match with Wasted Youth and Bay City Choir Boys, and who else is in there?
Fresh Air.
Like, and, all that's a crazy match on its own. And then IWS was like, let's throw in some ladders just to sprinkle some fun on top of that. Like, that's what you get when you come to IWS. Like, you already think you're going to see the craziest match ever, and then they do something like throw in ladders just for fun.
Yeah, I'm looking at like the eight people in there, and it's just, that's just going to be like, I'm excited, because this is a very much an IWS show, and like, it's so
that's important
for people to get to see, like, you know, you're not sharing the spotlight with anyone for you know, with this massive, you know, the whole Fight Plus audience now. It's an IWS show, but also you do have the JCW title getting defended here. Carl Jepsen's taking on Jordan Oliver. Craven and Maki, you know, that one, just because I know how powerful Vanessa Craven is, and then Maki Ito obviously is not exactly, you know, the power and size difference between the two of them, like, it's kind of like Hulk when he's, you know, going to be swinging Loki around in the Avengers, but then Maki Ito has her hard head, so I almost feel like she walks it off, you know? It's kind of, it's going to be so fun. You do not hear music from my neighbor coming through my mic. I'm like, I'm so worried about getting striked.
It's all good. No, we can't. You can't hear it on the broadcast. Oh my God. YouTube is not going to come after us.
I don't want to get in trouble. But okay, right. So Erica, I know you also share the distinction of being a deathmatch wrestling fan.
Absolutely.
Are you a backyard wrestling fan? Did you happen to catch any backyard wrestling yesterday?
I didn't. I saw some quick videos and some quick pictures. That shit looked crazy. Mm. But that's what I really love, you know, like that really rough and tumble. You know, you don't need a high production value to be a good wrestling show. You just need to have a lot of freaking heart. And that's what those that kind of backyard wrestling has.
I love the uniqueness of it, like, because you don't see any show throughout the year that looks like that. And the fact that GCW does so many events and they can do something like this is really cool. You watched some of it, Mike. It was pretty pretty wild out there.
I saw some shit, yes. Like, there's a few times yesterday where I'm like, I might have just witnessed somebody's last moment as a pro wrestler.
Yeesh.
And then I was like, oh, no, never mind. They're back up on their feet completely. And I'm like, and then like dropped on their head several more times after that before. And I'm just like, this is backyard as fuck. There was like mud everywhere. There's so much shit. Just people can shot with like fireworks and shit. It was like if Jackass had a pro wrestling federation for a day.
Mm.
It was some of the, yeah.
Great descriptor.
It was
Jackass pro wrestling.
Yeah, it was very fucking weird. I loved it though. I don't know. Like, I think that's the beauty of pro wrestling. There's this uniqueness to it where you can have your like super serious, you know, just, you know, straightforward, simple storyline, you know, serious technical wrestling, just like plain black trunks, plain black boots, everyone just grab a hold. And then also you can have like, you know, the promoter on commentary when the match is running way too long going, oh boy, I wonder what Tarzan can do to take it home.
On camera, on commentary.
It was some pretty crazy shit. Independent wrestling never fails to constantly shock and amuse me.
It's at a really good place with everything that's happened consistently, and I love that when they take the big crop of wrestlers, you know, AEW's on a constant grabbing all these, you know, the top independent wrestlers. Some new ones just develop, and I think that's what's great about this kind of Canadian expansion that we're getting, is we're going to get a whole bunch of new wrestlers. This IWS and Fight TV deal is going to have people discovering a whole bunch of copper wrestlers that they've never seen before, a bunch of American eyes that, you know, we get focused on the independent wrestling that we like. But with shows like Indeed and stuff like this trying to help out and expand the Canadian wrestling thing, it's been really great, man. Like, there's so many great promotions out there, and they're all doing something so different. That's what I really kind of love about the whole thing.
Yeah, and getting the Canadian promotions on the streaming now too. Like, I'm happy again. Like, IWS, it felt inevitable that it would happen, but
yeah,
I'm glad we finally got here. Because again, like, it's there. You know, the streaming era, I guess, of independent wrestling has been one of the most beneficial things for the scene here, in terms of at least finally, because it's so ridiculously hard to get across the border. You can't and you can't really fuck around with it, because if you happen to, you know, find the wrong person on the wrong day that looks too far into your shit, you're stuck on like a 5-year ban from ever getting back across. And unless you're, you know, ridiculously, you know, talented, getting booked internationally as well to, you know, kind of circumvent the necessity of going to the United States, you're kind of just like stuck in Canada, where you have towns that are 3 hours apart from each other.
Right.
The big cities are, it's not like it, like the United States is so condensed.
Mm-hmm.
Canada, I sound like fucking Shane Hawk right now. I'm sorry. The United States is like it's so condensed in the U.S. that, like, you know, how like the next biggest city to you is like how far away, Rich?
Probably like 2 hours. Yeah, it's not really that far.
Okay, yeah. So like, it's an hour for me to go to Toronto, and then from Toronto to like the next biggest city is probably like Ottawa, and we're looking at a 5-hour drive.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So
yeah, I can get from Oakland to San Jose in an hour. So yeah,
yeah, no,
things are things. Geography. How could you watch IWS before it was just presented on Fight TV? Like, if I wanted to go watch a show, how could I go watch a show?
I know you're on cable, which was crazy.
Yeah, so for a little while we played on RDS2 in French, so we had French commentary, which is great. You know, like, we are a Montreal company. You know, we were very bilingual for a good amount of time because we were on RDS, which, you know, that's part of the beauty of Montreal, is mixing that English and French culture.
Right.
So we were on RDS for a little while. We do have episodes that stream on Fight Network, because there's a difference between the Fight Network and Fight Plus.
Right.
So we did have the, like, 30-minute episodes that played every week or every 2 weeks. And the rest was YouTube. YouTube, tape trading, DVD trading, or lugging your ass to Montreal and coming to a show. We are the best kept secret that, you know, everyone knows about and no one knows about at the same time.
It's very much like the larger scale of what we say about so many Canadian wrestlers alone. You know, it's like, if you could just see this wrestler, you'd know. And it's the same with it. You know, it's the same with IWS. But finally, people are going to get to see IWS July 15th, debuting at Fight Plus. Is it 8 p.m.? It's 8 p.m. Eastern, right?
Yes. Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I never write down the time. I'm so I have one job, you know. Just write some shit. You know, just write the info down.
It's all good. But, it happens.
Erica, in the meantime, while we're waiting for the show, where can people find you? Where can people find IWS?
You can find IWS at IWS Hardcore on all platforms. If you want tickets to the show, check out linktree.com/IWS Hardcore, or just go on Ticketmaster and write IWS in the search bar and it will come up. That's right. We're on Ticketmaster now. We have sold out to the corporations. So that's how you know we made it.
Big time.
Oh, they're taking those fees.
Yeah, the ticket prices are a little on the higher end for indie wrestling. But when you see the production, you know, when you see the show, when you see the talent, you're like, I am getting the most bang for buck possible.
It's worth it.
Wrestling. It's crazy. The amount of talent, the show itself, the production, like, it's worth every single dollar. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Where to find me on Twitter? I'm Disco Deathmatch. On Instagram, I am Brett_Fart.
I love that he was sipping water was the perfect time shit. To say that.
Yeah. The shit man herself, Brett Hart.
Oh my god, that's incredible. It's true though, honestly, like, it's true though about the once you see it, there's some people, like, I know some regulars in Ontario that, like, from this end of Ontario who will regularly, like, faithfully every time there's a show go out.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's so exciting. Like, IWS has been around so long because we have such a dedicated cult following. Like, there's that group of people that, you know, are always going to be there because they know that the shows never disappoint. So, you know, if someone keeps coming back year after year after year after year, there's something to it, right? There's something there. I mean, I've joined on because I love it so much. I really believe in the product. I think you guys should come down on July 15th.
I wish one of these, though, for sure. Absolutely. It's not too far for me.
Bring the kids. We are technically a kid friendly show. This is not an 18 plus venue.
There we go. So, yeah, tune in. IWS, Scarred for Life, Fight Plus debut July 15th. You know, join the cult following. Join the cult.
Join the cult. Join our cult. One of us. I will say this. The thing about IWS is that it's not for wrestling fans. It's for entertainment fans. So even if you've never watched wrestling before, or you don't like wrestling, or you're not sure about it, you're going to have a good time at IWS. Every single person I've ever brought, you know, who came blindly, ended up coming back another time because they understood what I meant when I said, you just got to come see it for yourself. It's pure entertainment. It's not just wrestling. You know, there's a little bit of everything. There's different styles of wrestling. You know, if you're really into technical, you'll get that. If you're really into comedy wrestling, you'll get that. If you're into hardcore and deathmatch, you'll get a bit of that too. IWS has something for everyone. And I think that's one of its greatest assets. Yeah, it's just the fucking best. It's for everyone. That is really the takeaway that I want people, you know, to take from what I'm saying and from what we are. There's something for everyone at this show. Come with your mom. Come with your grandmother. Come with your kids. Show your kids a little bit of blood. Who knows?
Yeah.
They yeah. might like it.
I can get behind that message. Absolutely. Mm. I can't think of a better way to pitch that show and wrap that up. Erica, thank you very, very much for joining us. Thank you, Erica. Thank you for coming in representing IWS on Indeed for us.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me. This was a blast.
Reg, where can everyone find you at, homie?
You can find me every Saturday, Grapsity Podcast on Fightful Network. I'm live with Denise every Wednesday nights after Dynamite, post Dynamite on her YouTube page. Every Wednesday, also here on Indeed with Mike. Every Thursday, I'm on the post show with Kate for Ring of Honor. And every other Thursday is Ask Grapsity. This weekend, you can find me at, like I said, Cruel Summer, West Coast Pro. Please say what's up if you go. Please watch it on TV. Also, I might be at the Hood Slam show on Friday. Hood Slam is also on Friday. If you're in Oakland, they're in the Continental Room. Also going to be a great show. Get tickets to that or watch that on Fight Plus. There's a lot of places. I'm everywhere.
I can't wait to watch Alpha Zoe eat Jeff Cobb this weekend.
Oh, my God. I'm going to cry.
Cruel Summer is going to be fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. As for myself, on Twitter, it's right below my name there. On Twitch, Mike from Indeed. Play a little bit of Fight Forever lately. Mm-hmm. Come hang out. Talk some shit with me. Here every Wednesday with Reg, always talking about independent wrestling. We have coming up. Had to open up my Google Calendar for this because we're actually like, we have several weeks of guests coming up still that we already have planned that I don't need to send panic DMs for.
Mm-hmm.
So Val Capone is going to be joining us next week, and we'll have our first videographer, DJ Tony D, the week after that on July 19th. And then on the 26th, The Struggles is coming to talk about ETU. They've got a show coming up at the end of July. That's going to be pretty crazy. So we'll talk about that, talk a little about his IWTV wheelboard show with Brandon Kirk. Who knows? Thank you for joining us. Thank you again, Erica, for coming and hanging out with us. Thanks for spending some time on a Wednesday night with us. Go check out your favorite, your local indie promotion. Go buy your favorite indie wrestlers merch. Have a good week, and we'll see you on the 12th of July. I had to look at the calendar again. Mm-hmm. Peace and love.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.